He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It's Friday, the last day of 2004. And when we join you again on Monday, it will be 2005. You know, I aired that audio clip off a local news station, an NBC station in Kansas City, where you have the grieving family over their 35-year-old son who was exposed to depleted uranium, and they believe he died from it. So we've got the father of the son coming on in the next hour. We also have Dr. Doug Ronke, who is the former head of the Pentagon's program to study depleted uranium. And this is important because it illustrates what the globalists think of their servants, what they'll do to any and all of us, just how sociopathic they are. But a sociopath just doesn't care. The globalists are psychotic. They revel in it. They enjoy it. It's about the exercise of power. The New World Order is constantly engaging in one-upmanship to see who the most ruthless and abusive can be, who can get away with the most overt tyranny right in front of the people's eyes, hidden in plain view. We're going to have wide open phones in this first hour. I will go to your calls early in this first hour. In fact, in the next segment, the same question I've been asking for the last 3 days. What do you think the biggest news story in 2004 was? What are your predictions for 2005? What do you think the most draconian legislation was in 2004 that passed or didn't pass? The assault weapons ban that didn't pass? That didn't get reauthorized, thank God, that Bush is now trying to pass again? Or maybe the new Freedom Initiative to forcibly psychologically test every child in America twice a year using guidelines written up by the drug companies? Or was it sections of Patriot Act 2 and the National ID card that passed just a few weeks ago in the closing days of a special congressional session? 1-800-259-9231. Yesterday, the establishment was saying they thought 116,000 people had died in the tsunami. Today, it's 400,000. They're saying it's probably around 400,000 in Indonesia alone. And many other countries were hit as well. So we can discuss this tragedy as well, if you would like to. Obviously, the big tragedy, the big disaster of 2004. Coming up, latest bin Laden tapes, outright fakes, designed to create 9/11 Iraq link. Bodies pile up as threat of disease grows. Again, Dr. Doug Ronke joining us, and a family of a Metro soldier who fears he died from war-related illness will be joining us, as I mentioned. Then we'll also get into all the different Big Brother systems and IDs, scanner systems and RFID and GPS that are going in, that IBM and Walmart and Microsoft are pushing. It's all coming up in the next 2 hours and 55 minutes. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Check them out.
Alex Jones. Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You've heard about PODS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This broadcast can be heard Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then, of course, from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, with rebroadcast from midnight Central until 6 a.m. Central. So you can hear this broadcast, no matter really what time zone you live and work in, across the globe. During your waking hours, your daytime hours, your evening hours, there is a chance to tune in to the broadcast. And, of course, we're live right now, 11 to 2 Central, every single weekday. And it is Friday, the 31st of January, 2004, and I am your host, Alex Jones. Coming up in the next hour, we have the father of the 35-year-old Army specialist who came home and died from DU exposure. We know he was exposed to DU. They believe he died from the exposure. And then Dr. Doug Rocky, the expert, the man who literally wrote the book on DU for the Pentagon, will be joining us as well. So you don't want to miss that coming up in the next hour. Your calls are coming up here as well in just a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231. Volcanic and tectonic activity are at record levels in recorded history right now. India's last active volcano erupted. That's right, India's last active volcano, the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, has erupted in the aftermath of the huge earthquake that set off tsunamis, killing thousands of people, official sources said last night. And now they've confirmed over 100,000 dead. Now they believe it may go over 400,000 dead alone in Indonesia. It could be hundreds of thousands dead in Sri Lanka, in India, coastal areas of Africa. This is a mega disaster. But it all happened at one instance in just a few minutes, and so everyone is aware of it. What about the 30,000 children that starve to death every day? The 24,000 people that die every day from treatable, preventable diseases? The globalists don't want you to know about that because they're carrying out the operations in the name of saving everyone and stopping it. But Indonesia needs help. Death toll exceeds 400,000. That's the headline. Eli Lilly documents link Prozac to violence, medical journal reports. This out of Bloomberg Financial. Now, I'm no genius, but when I first got on air 10 years ago, I was covering government documents from Prozac's approval in the early 1980s, where it increased suicide massively, violence caused psychotic breaks. It puts you into a dreamlike state. Prozac, or the serotonin reuptake inhibitor class of drugs, Prozac the predominant one of the most heavily used ones, actually are in the same family as LSD and PCP. Psychotropics are a subclass of hallucinogens or hallucinogenic drugs. And that's why, when somebody's having a good dream, a good trip, as they say, they're very happy. But when they have a bad trip, bad things happen with knives, machine guns, and children being drowned in bathtubs or having their arms cut off. And this is what the studies showed all along, but they're not going to stop because there's a government agenda behind this. But when they find out that FinFin makes your heart fall apart or that Vioxx makes your heart fall apart, they'll pull it off the market. But with the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and now the new class of drugs that manipulate multiple chemicals in the brain, it's going to continue. It's going to continue. Eli Lilly and Co. documents linking antidepressant Prozac to violence have been turned over to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The weasel has handed over the documents to the fox. They'll fix it. The hen house is safe. By the British Medical Journal, the publication says in its January 1st issue, the documents appear to suggest a link between Lilly's Prozac and suicide attempts and violence, the journal said. The paper went missing during a product liability lawsuit 10 years ago and were recently sent to the medical journal by an anonymous source, according to the journal's account. A jury in 94 found in favor of Lilly in the lawsuit brought on behalf of victims of an 89 workplace shooting. Joseph Westbecker, who had a long history of depression, killed 8 people and himself at a Louisville printing plant in 89, a month after being put on Prozac. And you see, it's not just this guy that did this. We've never found a case of a mother drowning her children, or a mother sawing the toddler's arms off, or of Kip Kinkle going in and shooting people, or Harris and Kleibold. I've never seen a case where they weren't on the drugs. Larry Ashbrook and the Baptist Youth Center in Fort Worth, Buford Furrow and the Jewish Center. Every case I've ever seen, they've been on these drugs. Continuing, Lilly's offices were closed this week because of the holiday, and Lilly spokesman Phil Belt didn't return a call to his cell phone. Prozac has helped to significantly improve millions of lives. The article in BMJ cited Lilly as saying it's one of the most studied drugs in history and has been prescribed for more than 50 million people worldwide. It's a lot more than that. Yeah, more than 50 million. You don't like to tell folks the true numbers, do you? Let's talk about Texas a few months ago. WOAI-TV investigated. Even a Clear Channel is admitting it. Clear Channel owns that. Out of San Antonio, over half of Texas foster care children, over half of the hundreds of thousands of children that have been grabbed, are on psychotropics. Did I say over half? It was over two-thirds, excuse me. Over two-thirds. Wishful thinking on my part, saying over half. Over two-thirds, and the average child on them was on seven. Some on over 17. And there were doctors going, look, they took the child from the family, the eight-year-old was fine, but they cried for their parents, and now the child was put on the drugs, started having seizures, now they're on Depakote. I mean, the article described it, taking healthy, happy children, and by the time they're done with them, they're drooling zombies, having seizures. And I got the numbers on Massachusetts. They've got even more than Texas. So does Florida. Those are just the states where I've seen the numbers on it. Just do a Google search for your state. Type in number of children on antidepressants in Tennessee, in Ohio, in Iowa, in New York, California. Or type in number of foster care children. Number of children under state care on psychotropics or on mood-altering drugs. Just type that in and do the research yourself and just stand gaping. About a month ago, we covered that article out of WOAI in Texas. Just type in two-thirds of Texas foster care children on antidepressants, and it'll pop up for you. A bunch of articles on it in Texas, but if you don't believe me, so that shows what the government wants. You see, when they got a captive audience, it's over two-thirds. Now, Eli Lilly and others, but Eli Lilly spearheaded the New Freedom Initiative that passed a month ago, a little over a month ago, by a vast majority in Congress, despite the fact in major polls, 80-plus percent of Americans are against it. Earlier this year, state bureaucrats, high-level administrators, went public in Iowa, Pennsylvania, and other states going, look, we've seen the documents. Here they are. Eli Lilly and a consortium of nine other drug companies wrote the guidelines for TMAP in Texas and advised and wrote the guidelines for the New Freedom Initiative of President Bush and the New Freedom Commission, and they brag in internal documents that we've got 15% of the children on the drugs now. This will get half of them on it in the next 5 years. So 50% of you, if they get their plan through, which they pass, but they're able to implement, are going to have the school tell you, put your child on it. And when you say no, they're going to send CPS out. And if you don't know your Bill of Rights and Constitution, don't have a network of people to support you. And if you say no, they'll end up sending in men in black ski masks. I mean, I've got articles, folks. They'll send in an armored vehicle, will pull up. Just think of the police state level of this. They'll pile out of it. And they'll come. Imagine a science fiction movie 20 years ago. If it would have been a science fiction movie where your police wore black masks and there were cameras everywhere and helicopters flying around looking through our walls and half the children are drugged and when you say no, they send men in black masks. You'd go, man, what a crazy science fiction movie is that? That never happened. That's worse than the Soviet Union. The FDA recently issued a warning that antidepressants can cause stimulatory side effects such as panic attacks, insomnia, and aggressiveness. Oh, really? Just like LSD. Type in serotonin uptake, reuptake inhibitors, hallucinogen family. And you'll get thousands of links. I've done it myself. If you're doubting me, but they'll SWAT team your house looking for LSD. But they'll SWAT team you to put your children on the equivalent of LSD. But see, what this does is it just puts you into a dream state. It affects those areas. A mesmerized, hypnotized mode. And yes, you're quite happy most of the time until you... It's like taking acid. I take it 20 times and you're fine. The 21st time, you eat your fingers like they're Cheetos and jump out of a window. We'll be right back.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to your calls here momentarily. I use the example of a science fiction movie 20 years ago. What if they would have made a film where they forcibly put half the population on drugs? And actually, they did make films about that. THX-1138, George Lucas's first film with Robert Duvall. Also, there was the book Brave New World, Aldous Huxley. And Aldous Huxley gave a speech in 62, weeks before he died, to be accurate, 2 months before he died. We've aired it here at Berkeley, where he said, look, I got this from UN documents. I got this from eugenics documents before the UN was even formed. You know, my brother ran the UN UNESCO program. Julian Huxley, Sir Julian Huxley. And so they're just carrying out their plan, folks. I guess there have been movies about it, and they're doing it. And you can't deny it. I mean, do half the children need to be on it? That's Eli Lilly's goal. A half of them? What did we do 10,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago? Were there Prozac trees? Come on, folks. Robert in Denver, Colorado. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Alex. Thanks so much for taking my call. I appreciate that.
Hey, good to have you on board with us in the last broadcast of this year.
Yeah. Somebody thinks I'm special. several lines to go through, Alex. I'll try to be brief. I know you've got 150 people waiting for you. I was listening to Joel Skousen. I'm sure you've heard him before.
Yeah, I had him on before.
Yeah, Radio Liberty a few nights ago. He was talking about several things. Is the M1 Abrams tank obsolete? Because according to him, the Russians have a missile or anti-armor round or whatever that can easily penetrate it. Have you heard about that?
Well, yes. The Abrams is obsolete. Somebody with a small gun, probably a 50 caliber with DU rounds, have been shooting our tanks by the dozens and blowing them up and killing those inside.
Wow.
In Iraq, that's been happening for the last year and a half since the wonderful liberation.
Wow.
And that's what depleted uranium can do, and the Russians have got it too, and it's clear that DU on the other side has gotten into Iraq, probably from our good friend Pooty Poot, as Bush calls him.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense, because you know the Abrams has been in the field since the early 80s, so I guess it's past its prime. But that
well, it has a depleted uranium shell on its most vulnerable areas, okay? Yeah. And so in the past, the only way to defeat an Abrams would be with a tow missile, but you know the similar things to tow missiles that the Ruskies and others had that blow up over the hatch on the top of the turret. But DU with 50 calibers and DU-tipped rockets, RPGs, just go right through it like butter.
Wow. Staying on a military front... help me with the Humvees. Why is a Humvee even used in battle at all? Because I'm hearing even if it had lots of armor on it, it's still pretty dangerous.
Yeah, there's really no way to armor the bottom of it, because even if you have armor on the bottom and something blows up under it, just the concussion is going to really hurt the people inside. It's a troop transport. It's not to be used in frontline urban warfare, but they do.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, one last thing. I dug this out of the business section of the Denver Post about 2 weeks ago. Little paragraph here. Walmart is already using the tiny radio frequency identification computer chips to track merchandise from Procter & Gamble.
Yeah, that was in USA Today, yeah.
Oh, you saw that?
Well, they told them 3 years ago, they said by 2004, all suppliers must have chips in all products. And then a lot of suppliers got boycotted over trying to do it last year. They tried again this year, and Walmart's ordering people to do it, but their suppliers just aren't doing it.
Yeah, they're saying it's so expensive, like a quarter a piece. Once they get the price down to like a penny a piece, I guess they'll roll it out.
And Hitachi's already got it down to 8 cents a piece.
Ooh, that's scary. So probably sometime in 2005 it'll be pretty standard, you think?
There are already hundreds of products, Gillette, and others have been doing it for 2 years now, trying to follow Walmart's orders. Michelin tires have them embedded in them. There's hundreds of products that now have it, but people were refusing to adopt the barcode. And then in 86, Walmart said, either you do it or we won't take your goods, and so now they forced the adoption of that. Now Walmart and the Pentagon teamed up 3 years ago and said, by 04, all products must have it. But we're not going to buy from you.
Wow. Scary. One last quick thing I just came to mind. Something else Joel Skousen said. He said, and I think you mentioned this on the air the other day, that China and Russia are making plans to get drone nukes at us in the later part of this decade.
Well, they're doing drills next year for joint strikes, joint defense.
Exactly.
But, hey, the news said Russia's our friend, okay? So just believe them. And the news also said mercury's good, and so is sodium fluoride. So just believe them. Thanks for the call.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free at 1-800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 1-800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Broadcast on this gun on this December 20. I can't get the dates right. Year-end broadcast on this December 31st, 2004 edition. And coming up in the next hour, we'll be talking to the father of the Army specialist, the Army medic, who came home and died after being exposed to depleted uranium. Then we have the man who wrote the book for the Pentagon on DU, Dr. Doug Rocky, joining us as well in the next hour. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Roger in Pennsylvania, then Ron, Chris, Vicky, Steve, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I'd like to say to all those appreciative listeners who realize we're at no less than war for the survival of their children, if nothing else, that I propose that implore them to follow through on the easiest New Year's resolution they'll ever make. And that is to kiss and throw money at the beautiful feet of all those stations and advertisers that carry your show. And don't call them and thank them. Just make sure when you're spending money there that you know why you're there and why you're sending all your friends there. And as well, for those of us who only get you on World Band, as well as all, you know, Radio Liberty, etc., to call at least once a month to the same stations and advertisers. Be surprised how few people it takes to get them to carry the shows. If they do that, as I said, there's nothing easier. And to let them know that, you know, you might be listening if they were carrying such and so show, but they don't have your ear and they don't have your advertising dollars, so call the same advertisers on the other shows. And,
well, I appreciate that, Roger, because almost every wonderful AM or FM affiliate we get is from listeners calling their local AM and FM stations in areas where we don't have an AM or FM affiliate and saying, hey, pick up the Alex Jones Show. And we've got a lot of great affiliates. In areas where we have an affiliate, tell them thank you, support their sponsors. If you have a business, sponsor the broadcast. On stations that just carry an hour or two a day, sponsor the show. Get that third hour on, or get them to rebroadcast us at night, or get them to rebroadcast us on the weekend so we can reach more people, because it is so important to be on those AM and FM stations and reach the general public.
Yeah.
And of course, you can also email your email list or tell your friends and family how to listen at InfoWars.com. That's a great way to do it as well. Or millions of people have shortwaves. We're on Global Shortwave, 6 hours a day live.
And then tell them what a great antidote to the ineffectual commiserating that yours and other similar shows like on World Band offer. And don't take for granted those local stations that are carrying the show. Expect to, you know, in other words, don't expect to continue forever without your support and letting those advertisers know why you're there, and God bless.
Take care. Have a good new year in 2005, Roger. You know, just because Roger brought this up, I cannot stress enough how important it is for you to thank the affiliates we have, and in areas where we don't have affiliates, to get us some affiliates. Don't waste your time on the big Clear Channels or CBS-owned, you know, Westwood One stations or the Infinity stations. But the independent stations out there, and basically when you call them, tell them, go to GCNLive.com, look at the satellites we have. We have the premium, you know, status quo satellites. We have the satellites that they have. We pay for those. They're very expensive. And it's very easy to sign up to carry the show. And it needs to happen. We need to get more affiliates. I really never talk about this, and I'm glad that Roger brought this up. And really, this broadcast has come into its own, has become widely accepted as the truth. Not as radical as we used to be. The claims we've been making for many years are now pretty much mainstream. And the worm has turned, as they say, and a lot of people are now paying attention and checking out our claims and finding them, unfortunately, to be true, to be accurate. We do have a world government coming down upon us. And the vast majority of people out there are hungry for the truth. They're tired of the fake left-right WWF wrestling stage theatrical events that we're all treated to by the neocons and the liberals. They act all day like they're having some type of fight, but they're not. It's nothing but rhetorical. It's rhetoric. All right, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Ron in Louisiana. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. It's good to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Well, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, it's three things very quickly. Number one, talking about the psychotropic drugs, my sister was placed on those things, and she was probably the most mild-mannered, soft-spoken lady you'd ever want to meet. And she, at some point, threatened to kill her own mother and then eventually committed suicide. So this is what you get with these drugs. I mean, it's just, you know, it's terrible how they affected her. And I just think anybody that's on anything like that needs to get off. And boy, I can't believe they passed this legislation. I mean, it was...
Ron, I haven't heard from you in a couple of years. Ron came all the way from Louisiana when we were building the Memorial Church for those that died at Waco and was there many, many weekends. And it's good to hear from you, Ron. How you doing?
I'm kind of hanging on, you know. Another thing, the most important story of this past year hasn't been told, and that's the hundreds of thousands of people, more than in this tsunami, died from drinking diet drinks and using aspartame products in this past year.
That's right. You've really led a crusade. You believe your wife, Chloe, from the evidence, died. Your wife, Rosemary.
No question. No question at all. That's what happened to her. And from drinking Diet Coke. Now, you know, you made a statement a while ago that was very interesting. You talked about these the elite that revel in this killing people and all. Well, the more they kill, the higher up the pecking ladder they go. Who do you think was the CEO for a serial drug company that got this okayed by the FDA?
Well, the same guy that got cross-species splicing. His name, he's the same guy that gave nuclear reactors to North Korea. His name's Donald Rumsfeld.
Yes, that's him. Biggest killer on the earth probably right now, or one of the biggest.
Well, I mean, he just oozes evil when you watch him, when he gives speeches.
I get sick every time I see him.
I mean, what pops in my head watching him is Warlock, Dark Magician. That's the, you know, show somebody a picture, what's the first thing pops in your head? Show me a picture of a pig, oink, oink, pink. Show me a picture of a fire engine, I say fire. Show me a picture of Donald Rumsfeld, I say Warlock.
Evil. Yeah, I just see evil when I look at him, you know. Terrible what they're doing. And, of course, I can't believe all the legislation they've passed this past year. How can you say what's the worst? It's all bad.
Patriot Act 2. The new Freedom Initiative.
Right.
Just it goes on and on and on and on and on. And what they're trying to do in the new year, total blanket amnesty for all illegal aliens in perpetuity, the Free Trade Area of the Americas, which is the Union of American States or Pan-American Union, well, they got a lot to slate. Now we're hearing about Patriot 3 legislation. Now they need more to keep us safe, Ron.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, Ron, good hearing from you. For those that just joined us in final comments, they may not have heard me read the Bloomberg Financial Report. Eli Lilly documents link Prozac to violence, Medical Journal says. And it turns out, of course, they suppressed this and covered this up, but now it's been leaked and it's been made public. Well, I knew this 10 years ago. This has been public for a long time. And it puts people into a mesmerized state. Any comments?
It is. I watched my sister, and she would just get kind of numb, you know, after she'd take this medication. And she was just passive and, you know, didn't really interact with you at the time, you know, and I had encouraged her to get off of these drugs, but they kept pressing it, and eventually, like I say, she committed suicide, which is sad, you know. She was a nice lady.
Well, take care and have a good
one more here. One more thing.
Sure.
If you got a second. You had a very bad cold here a while back and lasted for a few days.
Yes.
Do you remember that colloidal silver generator I gave you?
You know, that is somewhere around my house.
Hey, you are missing the boat. Get that thing out and use it, and you'll never have a cold again or a flu as long as you live. I haven't had one in over 10 years.
Wow.
Boy, I mean, it just knocked it out in a few hours. And it works. And it works every time.
Well, thanks a million, Ron. I appreciate your call. No, certainly colloidal silver, when it's been divided down to a small enough molecule, just punches holes in the cell walls of bacteria and does, a lot of studies show, does quite a bit. There's a lot of old studies. It was, putting silver in the eyes of newborn babies to stop infection. It is certainly a great antibiotic. I want to dig that out. That's a good idea next time I get a cold. I don't get a lot of colds. Usually what I get is allergies, because Austin is literally the capital of allergies. It's the recognized capital. There's just so many trees, so many plants, so many prairies, so many different plant varieties. And I never had allergies growing up in Dallas. And then I moved here as a young man. And within a few years, I was suddenly sick. And I was like, what is this? And a few times a year, boy, I get, and then sometimes you get a secondary infection from it. It is not fun. But allergies across the country are up, and they've linked it directly just to all the other particulates in the air. And the different air streams that come in from Africa and Asia, China, places like that, that there's one jet stream that comes right up through Texas into the Midwest, out of Africa and from across China. It comes across and turns up at the Gulf of Mexico, and they've tested it. It's full of lead and mercury and all these other toxins from all the smelting and burning of garbage and toxic waste that goes on. So if you look at the statistics, people 50, 60 years ago didn't have allergies like this. And I kind of laughed at people that had allergies. I'm like, you know, you got allergies? What's that? Well, believe me, once you develop them, you find out what they are. And they are not fun. All right, Chuck was up next in Texas, but he just hung up, so we'll go to, who's up next here? Vicky?
Yep.
Vicky, where are you calling us from?
I'm from Arizona.
Welcome.
Thank you. First time. Before I make my point, I want to tell you that you really want to stay well in the best in the worst of times, and I used to get sick all the time. And now I don't get sick anymore because I take fresh garlic every day. I mean, I just don't cook it, just pop it in your mouth and chew it. I mean,
no, obviously, it's all about nutrition.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, point. Okay, you know, the powers that be are really in our face when they let illegal aliens who are foreign nationals, they do not have to participate in the National Identity Card program.
Yeah, that's in the bill they passed.
But they don't have to, but then we have to. Is something wrong with that picture? Is Congressman Paul aware of that?
Well, yeah, he's been on the show and talked about it.
Okay, are they going to be coming back into session? Are they going to be, like, fine-tuning it, or that they already have it
done yes,
the way they want?
Okay, almost every Democrat voted for it. Of the 67 people that voted against it, almost every one of them was Republicans. But the general public never learned that. Rush Limbaugh went on the air and said, we've got to pass this to stop the liberals. See, and I mean, all the time, boy, Bush is really a conservative. And they sell it as stop the liberals, give up your freedoms. But then it's the, quote, liberals who are all voting for this. And then the Democrats all howl against the Patriot Act and the rest of it, and, oh, evil Bush is doing it, and then no one ever tells them, hey, your own Democrats, House members and senators, are voting for this. So it shows how it's this bipartisan, traitorous stuff that's going on. And, yes, it actually has a large section of the amnesty rolled into it to give them driver's license, to accept their fake IDs, their matriculas. It leaves us wide open. It does the opposite of keeping us safe. It's about tracking and tracing and taxing us.
Yeah, if they're really concerned about security, you know, like guard the borders, you know.
Huh. Well, what they did is they took thousands of Border Patrol off the border, made them air marshals, and then replaced about half of those they took away, and then claim, oh, we increased Border Patrol. But the head of the Border Patrol Union has said on this show and in the Associated Press that they have thousands less. That's the facts, but it doesn't stop Bush from saying how great he is, and from Fox News every time I watch it going, Bush has beefed up the border.
You know, when I called Senator Kyle's office out here where I live and Congressman Renzi, I really tried to pin him down, and I said, are you going to support that, the thing with the National Identity Card and the thing with the psychological testing for the children? They said no. And then I called back later on, and I found out differently, and I told them, you know, you folks lied to me, and I really take offense to that. And I don't know what we're going to do. We have these people that are supposed to be representing us, and they're lying to us. I mean, what is their agenda? I mean,
well, it's called tyranny. Look, a lot of them have got mistresses. A lot of them traffic bordellos. That's the good ones, comparatively. A lot of them are involved in bid rigging and scamming and bribes, and they exempt themselves from most of the laws that we're under, by the way.
Yeah.
They have their own private pension fund, their own rules, their own exemptions, everything. And so most of them are criminals feeding on it, and they just don't care. And they're told, hey, you vote on this, so it doesn't matter if 80-plus percent are against open borders, if 80-plus percent are against New Freedom Initiative, Republicans and Democrats. It doesn't matter if 70-plus percent are against gun control. It doesn't matter if 80-plus percent are against the free trade area of the Americas. It doesn't matter. They just don't care. That's called tyranny. And so They know we're angry. They know we're upset. And so they're militarizing the police, building more prisons, gearing up to track, trace, and abuse us. It's called despotism. When criminals gain control of government, that's the norm in history. About 95% of the time, that's what you have. I mean, this is the norm. This is it. But again, their talking heads say government has never been corrupt. Only trust it. Give up all your rights. Anyone who says watch the government, don't trust it, are insane. Probably terrorists.
Well, you know, I tried to impart that to a friend yesterday to tell him what was really going on, and he keeps falling back on that thing. Well, I'm a veteran from World War II, and I serve my country, and I'm a patriot.
So they think being a patriot means worshiping the government. It's 180 degrees from what the Founding Fathers said, but hey, they don't know.
I mean, he didn't want to hear anything about this thing with the uranium deal, with the soldiers and all that.
Because he wants to just feel good, put a cap on with an American flag, fly a Chinese American made flag made in China. He doesn't care. He wants to deny it. He doesn't want to be a real man. Thanks for the call. It's called denial, the refuge of cowards. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The year 2004, on this December 31st, 2004 broadcast edition. Before we go back to your calls, again, we have an expose on depleted uranium coming up in the next hour that you don't want to miss, with some of the family members of victims of this, and then, of course, with Dr. Rocky, who wrote the book on it, literally, the granddaddy of exposing it. That's coming up in the next hour, as well as your phone calls. Before I go back to your calls, though, please make the New Year's resolution to love your family, to seek the truth, to stand up against the despots of the New World Order. And one of the best ways to do that before the year is out is to stop procrastinating and to today call the toll-free number. Go to the website. Put the letter in the mail. Get some of my videos. Make copies of them. Give them to friends, family, local officials in your area. They're having an incredible effect. I want to thank those that in the last year have done this. I've made 11 films. The newest is American Dictators, documenting the stage election of 04. Very important to expose the phony left-right paradigm. Conservatives, liberals, they all love the film. It really wakes them up. 9-11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, my two 9-11 films. I've made 11 of them. And we've got, on some of the best films, American Dictators, Road to Tyranny, you know, we discount the best. Upwards, I keep saying 70% off. If a video is normally $25.95 and it's $5.95, that's over 70% off. Over 70% off. So I've been shortchanging myself there. I'm only doing this for a few more days. Next week, I'm taking these specials down. So take advantage of the fact that I haven't had time to take the specials down and get them. Go to InfoWars.com in the secure online shopping cart and look at all the different specials we have to offer. Look at all the different deals there. I mean, buy as many copies as you want for $5.95 of some of these key titles. The deal is you buy one at the regular price, and then each additional is $5.95. Take advantage. Buy 10, 15 copies. Give them to people. Make copies of them, whatever. Go to InfoWars.com to peruse all the specials, or call toll-free. You can ask about the different specials, no obligation to buy. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001. That's 3001. South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. All 11 of my films. Dozens of other great documentaries that we've been authorized to post. Dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of my weekly special TV reports I do every week. Hundreds of special audio interviews I've done. Text reports. My book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other books. It's ridiculous. 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, in the next quick little five-minute segment of the first hour, we'll take more calls. Then I've got the father of the son who died, obviously, from DU, was exposed to depleted uranium, an Army medic. Then we got Dr. Doug Rocky coming on as well. Because these people who say they support the troops, the last caller mentioned this. You go, well, DU's killing the troops. I mean, the Pentagon's own documents show it. Oh, shut up. That's unpatriotic. Well, the troops are dying from it. Their own manuals show it. Nope, not true. Not true. But don't you care about the troops? Yeah, I care. I know how to wave a plastic flag. Shut up. You know, being patriotic just means not caring, trusting the government, giving up all your freedoms. And I don't care if there's a stop loss making people who've been in for 20 years stay in. I don't care if they're being fed rotten meals by Halliburton. I don't care if they don't have armor. You shut up. You shut up. You shut up. I'm patriot. Patriot. But we're losing our freedom. Bush is against the Second Amendment. Well, maybe we should have some gun control. I'm a conservative, liberal. Turn your guns in. I'm a conservative.